This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Get her done. All right. Boy, there's a lot today. First of all, because people are bitching about it, and you know, there's another big death today as well. But Edwin Hawkins died at 74. Here we go. Here's Oh Happy Day. They say this was a big crossover hit, actually, sort of from the gospel charts to the main charts. Turn this up. You love this one, Hooman?
I love.
When Jesus won?
When Jesus walked.
Oh, when Jesus walked. He lived in Pleasanton.
Oh.
He died early yesterday morning at his home in Pleasanton, California. He was 74, had been suffering from pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that's a bad
one. Come
on.
Yeah, I know. That sucks. Let's see. Reached the top 10 on the pop chart with Oh Happy Day, a call and response hymn that began as a local favorite in the San Francisco Bay Area and became an international hit in 1969. So rest in peace. A Grammy winner. He won a Grammy for it.
Oh, good.
Edwin Hawkins. The other big death was Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries. Sudden death, unexplained death. I'm sure we'll get more information as, you know, we're getting dribs and drabs, really. She was found yesterday morning early in her hotel in England. I think it was Westminster. Is that where they said? Yeah, Westminster, England. Pronounced dead at the scene. She was in London for a recording session. But they didn't really say much of anything beyond that.
What I heard was there's a heavy metal band that wanted to do a cover of one of her songs, and she was super flattered, and they wanted her to guest on
oh,
it
funny.
With them. And so that was, that's what I'd read.
And her guns
anyway.
In your head, in your head. So, you know, she's, as I'm looking at pictures of her closer to her current age, or the age she was when she passed yesterday, I saw a couple pictures of her, at, you know, when the Cranberries first started in like 1990. She just looks like a 12-year-old. She's just, boy, so young. The band's sales online are up over 900,000%. That is so many.
Well, that might have something to do with them having been frozen at zero for a while.
Yes. So you sell any, and suddenly you're way up.
Right.
Of course, that includes streaming. Let's see. One of their albums, Something Else, is selling 913,000% bigger in one day. Her tunes also occupy the other top four slots for trending albums, up 147,000%, 107,000%, 93,000%, 77,000%. And they've released a bunch of charts. This, I think, is Amazon. They're holding the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9th, and 10th. The only person, Whitney Wurtz, or something like that, is the only person who's in the top 10 besides some form of Cranberries album or Dolores O'Riordan album.
Wendy Wurtz?
Whitney Wurtz.
Oh.
You heard of her?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Is that how you spell Wurtz?
W-O-E-R-Z.
Oh.
Words?
I was going to...
Weirds?
I thought that was a T-Z there.
You want to hear her?
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's an ad. No, it's okay. I mean, we're talking about Dolores. We don't have to...
All right, I can skip that.
The band, of course, is devastated. So this is number 7 on the Amazon Movers and Shakers chart. And everything else is Cranberries. Okay.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I feel it. Thank you, Hooman. Way to grab it.
I don't recognize that at all.
Me either. Bryn is out, everyone. He's got 2 more weeks, and then he's done with his paternity leave 4 months later. Anyway, so the cranberries. If we get more details, we'll certainly pass them on to you. There hasn't been a lot yet. Some unnamed friend told TMZ that she had been dreadfully depressed in recent weeks. We've heard a lot about her back pain and struggles with that over the years. Vinny made a good point. If she's got some serious back pain, she could have a painkiller problem. We don't know.
Well, that's what happened to Prince. Prince was someone who never took drugs and even was pretty religious.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had, was it hip? What was his problem?
I believe he did have a hip.
From all the dancing up and down, his hips, his knees.
But he'd had some very specific, like, I don't know if it was hip replacement or hip surgery, but he got on painkillers and never got off them, and they killed him.
So, rest in peace, Dolores O'Riordan. Rest in peace, Edwin Hawkins. Those are the two major deaths today.
Hey, we have our Justin Timberlake winner.
Oh, congratulations.
I might be saying his name wrong, but I think it's Jiang.
Jiang?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then today at 10 o'clock, the tickets go on sale officially. So if you want to grab yourself some tickets for... Are we going to have any more of these this week?
I think that's it. Okay. Today, I think, was going to be the last pair because it's the on sale day.
You may have heard by now that Michelle Williams made, I believe, union like $80 a day for the reshoots that she did.
Yeah.
All the money in the world. And
ironically,
Mark, I know. Yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg made about $1.5 million, and probably that comes down to whatever was in their contracts. I'm sure they didn't say let's sneakily pay him more. I'm sure that they have an agent who renegotiates.
Did you hear about it?
I did. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So when Ridley Scott said, "Hey, let's reshoot this." They're both represented by William Morris.
Yeah. Oh.
And so Mark Wahlberg's agent said, okay, he'll reshoot for $1.5 million. And they're like, well, you have us. I mean, we have to have him in it.
Oh.
So, and then Michelle Williams is like, well, her agents didn't. And she just thought this is her duty.
Yep.
And she got paid $80 a day.
How interesting that two different agents
from the same
agency handled it so completely differently. All they had to say was, you know, yeah, what she's going to need to get paid for that.
And then I thought, male, female, like, is a female more can be more accommodating?
Right.
Like, sure, what do you need? What can I do for you?
Right.
You know, as opposed to a man going, nah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So then I also heard,
valid.
That Mark Wahlberg is now donating his money.
That's the story you're about to do, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
He said on Saturday he's going to donate the money to Time's Up. He thanked fellow actors who stood by me and stood up for me. Michelle Williams is welcoming this donation, saying she's thanking fellow actors who stood by me and stood up for me when it was revealed that she had made so much less. Mark Wahlberg said on Saturday his donation to the initiative would be made in Michelle Williams' name. She was paid less than $1,000. It goes on to everything we just talked about.
I feel like he had to do that, right?
It wouldn't have played well if he didn't.
Right.
I was thinking, yeah, I could see a backlash coming his way where we're not going to go see your movies, bud.
Yeah.
So he kind of got ahead of it, got beside it. So
yep. Well, look, you know, he's not negotiating stuff. His agent said, here's what I got you. And he said, okay. And I'm sure he didn't ask, well, what did everyone else get?
Right.
I'm sure he just went to work.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's your agent doing his or her job.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have a great agent.
If I was Michelle and was paying people to represent me, I might fire them right now because I'd be like, what in the hell? Mm-hmm. Could you have publicly done an SEO job?
That agent needs to go back to agent school underneath Mark's agent.
Right.
He needs a new mentor, and his name is Mark's agent.
In the negotiations 101.
Right. You never got anybody by the short hairs more than that. You need to reshoot, and I've already moved on to whatever other projects I'm scheduled for.
Yeah.
I got to put on that outfit again.
She's a big star, and she's award winning.
Well,
like,
she is so
easily gotten her money.
Good in Manchester. There's one scene
I know the one
that validates that woman's skills in every possible way.
Well, there it is. She is a way better actor than he is. I mean, he's a good actor, but
sure, he's fine.
Compared to her, she's I know you guys haven't seen The Greatest Showman, but she's even amazing in that.
Oh, and she's what is she playing that?
She's Hugh Jackman's wife. She's singing and dancing the whole film right alongside him. Oh. There's this moment where...
She's also good in Brokeback Mountain.
Yes.
There's this moment at the beginning of The Greatest Showman, which I loved so much. I think I'm going to go see it a third time in the theaters.
Oh, my God.
Where she and he are just dancing on rooftops, and it's the moonlight. And, you know, it was all done in front of green screen, but...
Sounds like La La Land. Woo!
Well, it's the same people. So... If you like singing and dancing in films...
And I do.
Oh, man. I can't believe you... I feel like you didn't take as much advantage of your time off in terms of film.
You're
like
right. You I didn't. I was just too...
You just saw Disaster Artist, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, Greatest Showman, everyone. Go
All
see
right.
it.
All right. Thank you. Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers.
Get out of here.
There to go. She finally came out and admitted that she is dating him.
Oh, has that been a rumor now?
Apparently, they've been spotted a few times, and so there's been a rumor, and she basically, finally someone pinned her down, and she said, yes, it's true. I'm dating Aaron Rodgers. She is a Bears fan. So
get out of here!
Yeah. But I guess they first met at the ESPYs in 2012. Both of them were with other people at the time.
Uh-huh. The Bears and the Packers are
yes,
enemies.
Mortal enemies. At the time, she said, I will always root for you as a player. I guess they hit it off. They had a great conversation. And she said, you know what? You're great. And whether or not I'm a Bears fan, I'm going to root for you as a player. Mm-hmm. Now she says, I'm probably going to cheer for the whole team. Take out the word probably. Now I'm going to cheer for the whole team. Oh, the Bears. The Bears.
So she got divorced in 2012.
Yeah. And then she was just dating...
Famously dating another car racer.
Yeah. I don't have his name.
Driver,
Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
And then he broke up with Olivia Munn maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
They were together for 3 years.
That would have really hurt my heart.
Breaking up with Olivia Munn.
Yeah, that would have been a hard
one.
She
does seem very giving.
I still don't think I'd be over that one.
She knows what you want.
It would be so hard.
She's got arrows pointing to it.
Oh, you remember that picture?
Oh, yeah.
How could you not?
That does that one picture. There were a whole bunch of them. She was like, she knows what you want.
She gives.
And gives and gives.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's got 8 movies coming out. She's doing all right.
Good for her. She's fantastic. Anyway, Danica Patrick, the race car driver, and Aaron Rodgers, who's actually sat out most of the season... with Green Bay anyway. He broke his collarbone. They are an item, and apparently it's official.
Good for them.
I know. Congratulations, you little lovebirds. Oprah Winfrey and actually a lot of the neighbors in the area where the mudslides were happening last week.
In Montecito?
Yeah, shared videos. And Jeff Bridges is one of her neighbors, and his house was wrecked. He tweeted, our home has been severely damaged, but we are safe. So thankful for that. And for the first responders who were working tirelessly to save people, we're heartbroken over the loss of lives in our community. Jeff bought the place for $6.8 million 3 years ago. TMZ is saying it looks like it's totaled. The slides have killed at least 17 people. Up to 43 are still missing. Around 100 homes have been damaged and destroyed. Gwyneth Paltrow's house has been damaged. Meanwhile... Bella Thorne, she's a like model / actress.
Yeah,
I don't know her.
The only reason I know her name is because she dated Scott Disick.
Oh,
other than that,
right?
I really
she
don't
was.
Know
in
her.
Fact, I think she was the one who said I had to jump off
because
like, I couldn't
partying
keep
too
up.
Hard.
So she's super young, right?
She's I would say early 20s.
Yeah.
And she has a new boyfriend.
I don't know her from anything, though, do I?
Yeah, I don't know her from anything either. My guess is she's, I don't know, if she's an actress, she's a teen actress, you know,
she's
like young adult
20.
Stuff. She tweeted, and listen, tweeting, it'll get you in trouble. She was complaining about traffic, backed up in the aftermath of the mudslides. She didn't know about the mudslides. She tweeted, FU 101 to Santa Barbara. I'm missing my boyfriend's first date on his tour. Rob Lowe. Tweeted back, this attitude is why people hate celebrities. Bella, I'm sorry you were inconvenienced. We'll try to move out our dead quicker.
Yeah.
Crunch.
Bella Lita.
Wow, he really went hard.
Yeah, that
at
is
her,
that's
didn't he?
Pretty
I mean,
hard.
He could have taken easy. Yeah. He didn't have to go that hard. That's a lot, Rob Lowe.
She deleted the tweet and said that I didn't hear about the mudslides.
He just nuked Dummy. Her.
He did.
I thought that's, it was great. Yeah. I loved it.
It's rough, though. You know, remind us about the dead being taken
dumb,
out.
Dumb dummy head. Open your ears and eyes. Right. What's going on in the world?
Sorry you're in traffic. James Franco.
Yeah.
Won a Best Actor Award for The Disaster Artist at the Critics' Choice Awards yesterday, but he wasn't there to collect it. He skipped the ceremony because of the sexual misconduct allegations against him. A source is saying he's in a really bad place. So bad he's changed his phone number. He's only talking to a select group of people. For now, he's just hiding out. The LA Times posted allegations from five different women. Four of them were students at his acting school. One of those students said that you don't want your kids to hear this next part. During a nude orgy scene being filmed a few years ago, he removed the plastic guards over some of the actresses' private parts before pretending to give them lap kisses. Two of the others said they saw Franco get angry during a shoot when actresses wouldn't go topless. And the most serious allegation comes from Violet Paley, a filmmaker who saw Franco as a mentor. She says she was in a romantic relationship with him, and he forced her to perform on him. He was nudging my head down. I just didn't want him to hate me, so I did it. To be fair, some of these women reached out to Franco after the Golden Globes. He tried to make amends. He didn't necessarily apologize or admit to any wrongdoing, but he did tell Paley that he's a changed man. Franco's attorney's pretty much denying all these claims, too.
This is when he was teaching classes at NYU, right?
You know, they don't mention NYU, but they were saying it sounds like it, Ben. Four of them were students at his acting school.
Yeah, I remember hearing that he was teaching at NYU and thinking, what the hell? Like, why would he put himself...
I guess so that he could be with, force them to film whatever he wanted.
It just makes you feel like, dude, you can't possibly think you're going to have a normal interaction
right
with people as a huge celebrity like that.
Right.
I mean, on the other hand, I guess they're learning from someone who's made it, but it seemed like a weird move.
It did. Well, and these days it would be much more questioned. I mean, these days we're questioning everything, you know. It actually, now in retrospect, it looks like, oh, he's putting himself in the way of hot, young, aspiring actresses. Is that wrong for me to say? It's like, oh, let me get in their way. The box office over the weekend... let's see. Hooman's movie, The Greatest Showman. That was fifth place.
Yeah.
Made another $11 million. It's made almost $100 million in 4 weeks. Is it $100 million now that's the what it has to hit to be a blockbuster?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. If it hits $100 million, you know, unless it's, you know, something that costs $250 million, then
you need to make considerably more.
It does feel like the $100 million is the line you cross to not be a failure, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Hate to say it.
Although I suppose if you spent $250 million on your movie and you made $100 million, then these days they would be like, oh, you're a failure.
Right.
The only two new movies on here were 8th place and 7th place. 8th place was Proud Mary that made $10 million. What's that?
That's Taraji P. Henson.
Oh.
It looks like a fun movie to me.
And then Paddington 2. That must be a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Is it animated, like a Paddington Bear thing? That made $10 million for 7th place. Last Jedi was in 6th place, then Greatest Showman. Insidious, The Last Key, that's a scary one.
Yeah.
That made $12 million for 4th place. Commuter. I'm sorry, that Commuter is also new. That's a Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Third place. It made $13 million. The Post was number 2, $18 million, and Jumanji held on to the top spot. It's made $283 million in 4 weeks.
Wow.
This week we'll be reviewing Rudy. Our friend Rudy's coming back. Mm-hmm. We'll be reviewing a film called 12 Strong.
What's that?
Oh, that's the Thor guys.
Yeah,
oh,
Thor
right.
tells the story.
Keep forgetting what that is.
The first Special Forces team deployed to Afghanistan after 9/11.
Wait a minute. So it's not a Thor movie.
It's not a Thor movie. No, no. It's just Thor's in it.
Every time you guys keep saying Thor, I think it's an Avengers thing.
Me too.
Okay.
That's
so it's not.
I thought.
Yeah, it's a Chris Hemsworth film.
Oh, okay. Hooman, you've told me like three times, and I keep thinking it's a Thor movie. That's why I'm so not interested.
Well, when you think of Chris Hemsworth, you immediately think of Thor, right?
Well, no. every time. I just,
what do you think about
it?
Every time I see the
Thor.
Trailer for it, I'm like, oh, there's Thor.
Yeah, there's
Where's
Thor.
The hammer, buddy?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure.
You've seen the Thor movies?
I saw the first Thor movie. That's all I needed, really. All
right.
Natalie Portman was in it. I was
there's three, right? Yeah.
I have no idea.
They made three of those?
Is three standalone Thors, or he's just
no
three
way.
Standalone. Yeah, because no, Thor Ragnarok counts.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, well, whatever.
You got to see all three
so
of them.
It's not
if
a Thor
time.
Movie.
Apparently
it's...
not.
You should
I don't know if I
in.
Have time to crack this Johnny Depp nut, man. They're talking about his... The dude spends $2 million a month. That's his lifestyle.
On what?
On four... Hold on. Let me just... I'll just quickly tell you some of this stuff.
Oh.
That's not what he's spending
on. Nook? You think it's on Nook?
Let's
Maybe.
See. 30,
you gotta pay for it somehow.
That's right, baby.
$30,000 a month on fancy wine.
You just amened that when you said that?
Yeah. Sorry, Sarah.
I don't care. As long as we're having fun, that's all I want. He's got an $18 million luxury yacht, so I guess it's the crew for that. Which, by the way, the yacht is, I don't know, where is it parked there in Venice? I have no idea.
That's an $18 million yacht?
I know. I thought the same thing. It kind of looks like it's like an overblown party boat. But
it's
okay.
A boat. That is a boat. Yeah. That's not a yacht.
Well, it's an $18 million luxury.
This is the wrong picture. That can't be it.
That's the picture.
That can't be right. Let me see
that's
if I can find it.
All right. $30,000 a month on wine. He has 45 luxury vehicles. He has a full-time staff of 40 employees. That alone is $300,000 a month. $150,000 on 24/7 security for himself and his two children. The Gulfstream G5, which no matter if he uses it or not, costs him $200,000 a month. He just recently put up $4 million to fund a friend's independent music label, Unison. And they're his people, or the people that he's suing, I should say, at the management group, mm-hmm. they're saying, no, man, you are living on borrowed money, and you have been for years, and we didn't mismanage your money. We secured loans for you so that you could continue to live this ridiculous lifestyle. Mm. He started to sell stuff. He started to sell houses. He had a group of five penthouses, because you need five, and he offered them for $12 million. He offered all five as a group for $12.5 million or whatever, and he wound up selling them each individually for around $10 million, so $2 million less than he was originally asking. He just sold the final unit of five penthouses for $1.425.
He's the star of the new Fantastic Beasts movie.
I hope that makes him some money, because he needs it. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The headline, and I have to agree with it.
Okay.
When I first saw it, I went, no way. A new technique to get guys to stop bothering you at the gym. And I went, nothing's going to work. And then I saw it and went, hey, that would work. Yeah, all right, that's going to work.
Radio.com. Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon and 5K on February 4th. Register now at getfitkpsf.com. That's getfitkpsf.com. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
I'm going to lead with this. It's big.
Okay.
For those of you out there that like to work out and are tired of getting hassled by someone who's really just there to date.
Right. Let's head to the meat market.
Right. Here is a new technique to get guys to stop bothering you at the gym. This is how you can have a workout without hassle. It comes to us from an author named Olivia Cole.
Okay.
Last week, Olivia Cole tweeted about an interaction she witnessed at the gym where a woman got a guy to go away by pretending to fart. As he came over, she said, you might not want to come over here, dude. I just farted. It's bad.
Oh.
And now this is making the rounds as lots of other women have been tweeting about how they're successfully using this technique to keep people from them. And I thought about it and went, yeah.
You just have to get past the initial, like, I don't want to seem like the chick who just farted.
Well, but you do if you want this person to just go away.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it's about the least sexy thing you could say, unless they're into that.
That's
there's always someone.
Yeah, there's your only problem.
Oh, you did?
The person who responds positively is even worse than the original or right. The normal hitter.
I'm gonna fart too. Let's compare notes. Oh my God, really? Did I just open this door? That would be me. That's what would happen to me. Like, it would work for everybody else, and I'd be like, oh, I just ripped one. You don't want to be over here. Oh, God. I love that. Oh, we have contests in my house. Oh, Jesus.
Farting.
It's got to be something else. Can I just wear, like, a rooster outfit or something? I mean, I don't know. It's just something.
Well, you've got the best possible way to not get hit on at the gym.
Is it the couch?
Yeah, it's to avoid
just
the gym
at
all costs,
at home,
right?
Yes.
You don't go.
Right.
Then you don't have to worry about that whole being in public, getting hit on.
Yeah. Boy, you know, that's why I never leave my house, Vinny. Everywhere I go.
Smart.
Getting hit on. Excuse me.
That is smart.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's hard being this hot. Right, Yuzi?
Right, Sarah.
A story about an 8-year-old girl near Boston is going around now.
Okay.
Her name is Bridget Kelly. This story's gone viral. It's everywhere.
Little 8-year-old.
Back in 2016, she was diagnosed with leukemia. This is Bridget Kelly, everyone, if you want to look this story up. She had to have chemotherapy and a stem cell transplant to treat it, and she's now in remission.
Oh, great.
So that is great news. She ended up missing 15 months of school because of it, though. Her immune system was so compromised that she couldn't see any of her friends for over a year.
Mm.
Her dad said that they'd had talks and she worried that all her friends were going to forget her. When she finally went back to school last week, half the school turned out to greet her. A bunch of kids walked with her from her house nearby, and when they got closer, there were more than 100 other students and parents waiting outside the school with signs and high fives.
Oh,
and,
that is awesome.
Oh, that is awesome.
When her parents saw the crowd, they actually started to worry because it was so big and she hadn't been around people.
Right.
And that they were fearing for her to be embarrassed or whatever. But she threw her arms up in victory and...
That's a great story.
Pretty killer moment.
I love it. Yeah. That's so nice. She worried that her friends would forget
her. Where was that?
What
town or
this
city?
Is, I don't have the exact city, but they say it's right near Boston.
No.
That's sweet. That reminds me of the little boy whose, I think his dad had died overseas and remember all the cops came to his house? I think, he was getting picked on. And the cops and firemen all came to his house and walked him to school. And
yeah.
I love stories like
pretty
that
neat.
Where some kid gets, you know.
Although then the other side of that was people were saying, well, those people are now bullying the kids.
Mm. You can't win.
Right.
I give up. Right. I'm going to go to the gym.
Go back to the couch. Just stay there.
Just going to sit there and think my thoughts.
Humble bragging makes people hate you way more than just regular bragging, according to this story. So just brag.
Yeah.
Don't humble brag. It's worse. If you're not familiar with humble bragging, it's when someone brags, almost always on social media, but tries to disguise it as a negative thing, like, 13 people told me I look hot today. So annoying.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Try being ugly for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
See how annoying that is.
That's much more annoying. God, so ugly.
I'm invisible everywhere I go.
Nobody even saw me. 400 people didn't notice me today. To use an air horn to get everyone's attention.
According to a new study, people hate humble bragging. They hate it.
Yeah.
In fact, researchers found that we react more negatively to the humble brag than we do to people who just skip the whole thing right. And just brag.
Just say, I look so hot today that 13 people told me so.
So.
And I loved it.
There you go. Yeah. The humble brag. It's not working for you.
Yeah. It's not a good look. It's an eye roller.
Well, yeah.
This again. You're amazing. I get it. You're sorry. You're so amazing. Okay, great. Keep reminding me.
Who knew that your husband, John, would end up being 20-something years ahead of his time?
Oh, what's the deal?
Skirts for men are now a thing.
Oh, yeah.
It is a trend.
It's nice, too. It's a nice trend.
It's at many of the fashion shows around the world, skirts for men.
Well, the Scots had it, you know, centuries before.
A bunch of top designers have made different men's skirts, ranging from short, tight ones to ruffled ankle-length ones.
Well, why shouldn't dudes get to wear skirts? I'd love to see guys mixing it up at work. You know, the suit is such a uniform. I mean, let's see you in a dress there, buddy. Homie, would you wear a skirt?
I have wore a kilt before. I went to a black kilt wedding.
Did you enjoy that?
It was, I wore underwear.
Oh.
I know.
Vinny, would you?
No, I'm not going to go skirt.
What if you had to go to a kilt wedding?
Right now, my legs...
You could just use it as a cover.
Aren't you part Scottish?
Yes, but right now my legs are spread wide open. That's not something that I have any ability. No, I'm just telling you that I'm not equipped to function with my thighs pressed together. That isn't
used to it.
Maybe you do, but I don't have any desire.
Put your knees together, young man. Oh,
I don't.
I was in an interview recently and, this gal,
what now?
This, I won't say what it was for. And this girl, you could tell she was not used to wearing dresses.
Oh,
first of all, she looked
on.
Like she was wearing her mom's dress.
Aww.
But second of all, she wasn't used to it, and her legs were open. And I was just like, oh, right in the path.
And oh, no.
The other person who was next to me, I can't say any names.
I don't understand this
scenario at all. Oh, my God. I kept looking into her, and she looked at me, and I was like, oh, God. And so what I did is I crossed my legs because I thought she might pick up on me, and she did
she
it.
She didn't.
And after the interview, I go, oh, my God, did you see that?
So she's getting the job then?
No.
Oh.
Well, you just saw her chonies. No big deal,
reason.
Right?
Did she have chonies on?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Whew, what color?
For those of you who don't understand the John reference, this goes back to the early days of our show.
Right when I found out how things were going to go with Vinny as my co-host.
As I'd asked Sarah on our first date, whatever you call that.
Me taking you around town.
Get to know.
Right.
Yeah. What you think is hot on a man. She said, oh, my husband, every now and then we'll put on a dress and I just love it. And I was like, oh,
filed that away for the first 5 minutes we were on the air together.
Your reaction to that was so real, like, oh my God, he's going to divorce me. You were truly tripping.
I was horrified because I had told you that just because it was kind of funny and like we were, you know, joking around and getting to know each other. And then it's the first thing he brings up on the air and I'm like,
dude.
John's gonna. That's not something we say. I can say on the air about this other person. Meanwhile, John was like, "Yeah, who cares?" And I was like, "Oh wow, you're much cooler than I even thought." Yikes. Anyway, yay for dresses for dudes. I want the long ruffled skirts, and actually, mini skirts are cute too. Come on, boys. It's your turn.
Have you ever seen? Well, there's all kinds of sneezes. There's people who are so loud when they sneeze. It's crazy. It like takes over their whole body. They just.
I know someone like that.
I do too.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Yeah.
I don't want to say.
She's very close to us right now.
Is it me? Oh, is it you, Zat?
Never heard Yvette sneeze?
I have heard her sneeze, but I didn't ever really think
not
that.
Not every time.
I think it creeps up on her. She's like, she doesn't even know what's about to happen, and then...
Boom!
Yeah.
It's like a shotgun.
Oh. And then there's like four or five of them.
Yeah, you do. You actually, I always feel bad because I'm like, I don't want to say God bless you until you're done. And you're,
right,
you're
exactly.
Never done.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I try to count. The most times I think I ever sneezed was like about a dozen times.
Oh, my God. Yeah. John's are so loud. And so the, you know how when you're with someone for so long, little things just annoy you. So, you know.
Oh, his sneezes and you're annoyed by that.
They're so loud, it actually hurts my ears. And God forbid we're in a car or something. It's just like, oh, my God, I can't get away. And you don't want to be a bitch about it because, you know, he can't help
it's
it.
Not his fault.
Right.
They can be high-pitched.
You know when you're with someone, how annoying they can be. Wow.
Just the little things that are annoying to you, you know.
Yep, I know.
That you have to put in context. You have to say, you know, oh, well, he can't take less than two bites of a sandwich at any given time. He sneezes too loud. He'll do the sniffing thing. You know,
anyway.
You have to weigh those.
Next time you feel like you have to sneeze, don't try to hold it in. Doctors just published the case of a 34-year-old guy. The guy recently went to an emergency room in England with a swollen neck and had trouble swallowing. It turned out he'd tried to stop a sneeze by pinching his nose and closing his mouth, and he wound up rupturing the back of his throat.
Oh, my God.
He spent a week of treatment in the hospital, including eating through a feeding tube.
Oh, wow.
So do not.
Just let him go.
Pinch your nose.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Cover your mouth for sure so that you're not shooting your spit all across the room.
Go for the elbow, you know. You don't want to have it on your hand now. Achoo, nice to meet you. Okay.
Sneezes come out at about 150 miles per hour. Bottling that pressure could blow your throat out.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Painful, too.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, my God.
Bella Thorne does the look over the shoulder booty shake that Vinny loved while shooting a lingerie modeling video.
Oh.
Remember you showed that to me.
I totally remember that.
In that context, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember her.
Okay.
Franco also held classes somewhere in Palo Alto regularly.
Yeah.
James Franco teaches at UCLA.
Oh, boy. He's makes the rounds as a teacher. He loves students.
This is 415. It's not us. I don't know this person. They don't know stuff. But 415 says, Aaron Rodgers, you hate when I suggest Rainbow. But come on, honey. He follows Olivia with that tired Danica Patrick. Come on, Adele.
Oh.
They're calling him gay? Is that it?
Oh, are they?
I didn't really understand that.
I think they're just saying he's gay. I think that's...
Well, so in this day and age, who needs to hide that? Stop it. Maybe he's just, you know, really has a connection with her. Well, I agree, though. I mean, Olivia Munn is pretty much the pinnacle of...
I wouldn't be over it yet. I'd still be mourning the loss.
Danica, you know, he's not dead.
What? Well, but wouldn't you feel dead?
You would, but maybe he's starting to come back to life now, and Danica's like, "I'll help you heal."
707 says, "The song goes when Jesus washed my sins away, not walked."
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Washed my sins away.
It's just a happy day. Don't have to be so bratty about it. God, Jesus would not want you to yell at us.
It's true.
916 says, I'm on to Hooman too. He's absolutely dating Rachel.
Yeah.
Every time her name comes up, he won't say anything. I think they have an agreement not to say anything. But I've thought they were dating for a while now.
They do seem to really like being in each other's company.
No, we're just pals.
Uh-huh.
It was nice Pansy to finally pals. Meet her. She was very
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, she's such a nice person. Where's Rachel?
And it was an event, so there wasn't really much time to talk, but it was nice to...
And it was loud. I mean, that's the thing about concerts. You're not just talking.
Anyone want to bet that in 9 months there will be a bunch of false alarm babies born in Hawaii?
That's a pretty safe bet.
You have to
figure. We've got half an hour. Let's do this thing.
People were... And there's probably... What about the aftermath? The whole, oh my God, I had sex with...
My neighbor.
Right. A total stranger on the elevator.
Bill from accounting.
Right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah, I mean, you think it's the end of the world and...
You couple off
you'd
real
probably
fast.
Be, you'd probably be amazed by what you're capable of. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Bottle Rock, Bottle Rock, Bottle Rock.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.